This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Right hand down. Right, straighten up. Go on a bit further. That's it. Yeah, that fits in that cap nicely, Tony. Josh is just getting the board with all the details on it.
Oh, it's a good display. Nice touch putting my Fordson next to your big tractor. What a contrast.
Yeah, there's some even older kit here. Look at this.
Good Lord, David. Where did he get that from?
No, he didn't have to go far. It was behind the old barn at Hollertree. It was the last mower that Grandad used with Blossom and Boxer.
His old Shire horses, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Dad could never bring himself to get rid of it. And, neither could I.
This isn't your cultivator, though, is it?
No. Josh and Rex tarted that one up to sell through the website. That should have gone by now, to be honest.
Yeah. They're doing refurbs.
Well, they did that one. Not sure if it's a one-off.
Well, these information boards are well done, aren't they?
Yeah, Josh is pretty nifty like that.
And is that sign big enough, do you think?
You know, Josh, if he's going to promote his business, small is definitely not beautiful.
He's surely not expecting many customers today, though. It'll be the general public, not folks looking to buy farm machinery.
Yeah, well, he's invited some past clients. He wants to put on a good show.
Well, fair enough. Yeah.
What are you guys planning?
Oh, fairly standard stuff. Jazza's doing tours around the pigs. I'll help Tom with the cattle.
Uh-huh. Oh,
displays in the shop. Helen's doing cheese tastings.
Oh, right. And you're having to manage without Johnny?
Yeah, he's still at this festival.
Waking up under canvas.
Oh, I don't imagine he'll be awake for a good few hours yet.
And Freddy is with him, I hear.
Yes.
Elizabeth's hopping mad.
So I gather.
I'll have some questions to answer when they get home tomorrow.
I hope they both think it's worth it.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for bringing the Fordson. I hope Tom wasn't too put out.
Well, it fits in better in Josh's display, to be fair.
Okay. Oh, have you heard the latest?
What's that?
Apparently, any day now, there's going to be a massive housing estate going up at Bridge
Who
Farm.
Who told you that?
Ruth, I think. She heard it from someone in the shop.
What did they say?
People seem to be talking about practically a new village with hundreds of houses.
What?
Well, it's not true, is it?
No, absolutely not. Hundreds of houses. That's complete nonsense.
Well, that's what I thought.
Auntie Pat's here.
Oh, that's my lift. I'd better leave you to it.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Is he all right?
I'm not sure.
Can you give me a hand with the trestle tables in the barn?
Yeah, no problem.
Although...
What?
Do you think anyone will want to buy food from us?
Of course they will. Your gran's chocolate sponge is so addictive it's banned in several countries.
Oh, I'm not so sure. We are the IBR farm, remember?
So how on earth has that got out?
Don't ask me, Dad. I haven't breathed a word to anyone. Not even Kirsty. Well, especially not Kirsty.
Is she here yet?
Yep, she's putting up the car parking signs.
And then?
Then she's going to be our sort of steward. Make sure people move around from place to place.
Well, nice of her to volunteer.
Yeah. Especially as the baby was due this week.
Oh, yes, of course.
I think she just wants to keep busy. Not think about things too much.
Tom must be feeling it too.
Well, I think he's doing the same. Oh, Kirsty had a good idea. If we do open farm Sunday next year, maybe we could have a display from Borsetshire Wildlife Trust.
Uh-huh.
She saw Patrick's talk at the WI last week.
Kirsty at the WI?
She's just giving him a bit of moral support. Well, they were chatting about it, and he thinks our audience and theirs should be pretty compatible.
Okay, there's something to think about, maybe, but right now I need to move the irrigation on the cabbages. Farming has to carry on, open day or not.
No, that's good. It's a working farm, and you are Exhibit A, a working farmer.
You
Just a reminder to stay seated on the bales for your own safety. So, these are our dairy cows. We've got several enterprises here at Brookfield, but we're first and foremost a dairy farm. And the routines of the day and the year really dictate the pattern of much of our life here. These cows were milked this morning by my daughter Pip, who some of you might already have met, and then she brought them back out here, where they'll graze for most of the day until afternoon milking. Now, you may be thinking that they seem a bit more bunched together than cows you'll generally see in fields if you're driving past on the motorway or whatever. That is all part of our paddock grazing system, which is at the heart of how we produce our milk.
The Herefords are predominantly grass-fed, so the beef doesn't just taste great, it has a lot of nutritional benefits as well. And I might as well get the plug in now. You can order it online for collection or delivery. Any more questions?
I've got one.
Yes, Jim.
It's about Brexit.
Okay.
Do you think Brookfield will survive if the government decides to axe farm subsidies?
Well...
Given that most farmers say they couldn't manage without them.
The government has said it will continue support payments.
For a temporary period.
But, actually, yes, I do. I think we can thrive as a farm business, whatever environment we find ourselves in. We've been through tough times before.
I think you might find far tougher ones ahead.
My great-granddad, Dan Archer, is one of my inspirations. He was in charge of Brookfield in the 1930s. Prices were low, there was no subsidies, the food imports were pouring in from all over the world.
A repeat of which is quite possibly just around the corner.
Yeah, okay. But Dan set up his own milk round, selling directly to customers in the local area. He sought out new opportunities and new enterprises. That's what we'll do. As long as we're flexible and imaginative, I think we'll flourish.
Thank you.
Okay, if you'd like to make your way over there to the trailer for the next part of the tour, my son Josh will show you some of our sheep and answer any further questions you might have.
Very passable oratory from your daughter there, David.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Take care as you climb onto the trailer. Thank you. Yeah, I agree. You dealt with that question very well, Pip.
I'm glad you didn't hear the one from the last group.
Why?
It was all about the IBR. Don't think I did as well with that.
But if you have any questions on farming, I'll be pleased to answer them.
He should be ashamed of himself. This isn't a true crime freak show.
What's going on?
Oh, no, it's all right, Dad.
We've dealt with it.
Dealt with what?
That man wanted to have his photograph taken with me.
Oh, well, because of her so-called notoriety.
What?
He was pretty offensive. Helen was very firm with him.
That's outrageous.
Dad, don't.
Hey, you.
Tony.
Yes, you. Get yourself off my farm and don't come back.
A few gawkers were inevitable, I suppose.
He was harmless, just stupid. Oh, I got almost immune to it last year.
That's very strong of you.
Thanks anyway, Jim.
Oh, I hardly did anything. While I'm here, though...
Yeah?
What's this I hear about your plans to turn Ambridge into a new town?
I'm sorry?
Milton Keynes 2017?
No. No, that's not true at all.
So you're not planning on selling land to Justin Elliott?
Well, not planning to.
Does that mean a decision has not yet been taken?
But I mean, even if we were, it wouldn't be for a large development.
But there is a proposal on the table.
I couldn't say, Jim.
I think I'll take that as a yes.
Who did you hear this from?
Susan Carter.
Susan?
Who, as she works here, presumably knows whereof she speaks.
Oh, I thought she'd never go.
What was that about?
Oh, she stayed in Rickyard Cottage years ago, when your gran first started with holiday lets.
Oh, she seemed very nice.
Well, she was. She really enjoyed it. Told me all about her holiday, in great detail. My fault for plugging our current lets, I suppose.
Were they the last?
Yep. Brookfield is now officially closed to visitors.
Right. I'll get the cows in.
Are you sure you don't mind missing the pub?
And the rare sight of you buying drinks, Dad.
Oi, you, watch it.
I'll manage.
But you did it this morning.
No, it's fine.
Okay, then. So, how do you think the day went? I know you weren't sure about doing it this year.
No, it's been good. And Josh did actually muck in, not just advertise his own stuff.
Yeah, it was good to see the two of you working together.
I'm pleased we did it.
Did you get much grief about the RBR?
A lot less than I expected.
Me too.
I think we overestimated how much people knew about it.
Yeah. When you're in the thick of it, you feel like you've got this sign on your forehead.
Yeah. It looks like most people still know us for beef and milk.
Not plague and pestilence. Mm. Well done.
Thanks.
Oh, I wonder how Tony and Co. got on.
And will Tom forgive us for our last-minute decision?
Oh, I don't know what his problem was. I mean, given how long we've been doing Open Farm Sunday...
Well, that's Tom for you.
As I told him, there's room for both. It's not a competition.
No, but we definitely won.
Yeah.
He was lucky I didn't kick his backside all the way to Penny Hassett.
Oh, hang on. I haven't undone my end yet. Okay. Well, I hardly think that would have helped, Dad. I'm trying to dampen things down, not make the family even more notorious.
These ghouls, I just can't understand them.
Well, there weren't very many. I bet we won't see them at all next year.
I hope not.
You could see their eyes glaze over when I talked about Caseen and Rennet, rather than stab wounds and prison.
That would do it. And was Tom banging the drum for his fermented foods?
Well, I'm not sure that's what he was going for. I think it was more part of his research. You know, finding out what people's reaction to the idea was, whether that sort of thing was already part of their diet.
Uh-huh.
I think he had some interesting chats, anyway.
Well, that's good. Any chat that wasn't about this blessed land sale is good.
Jim heard it from Susan, apparently.
Your mum thinks she might have been eavesdropping when she and Tom were discussing it.
Well, that would explain it.
Pat's going to have a strong word about it tomorrow.
I don't know why she thought it was going to be so big, though.
It's not so long since the whole village was up in arms about the Grange Spinney development. That was going to be enormous at the start.
Yeah, I remember.
It was a successful campaign. A huge reduction in the number of houses built. So it's not surprising they're suspicious.
It's just so hard to know what to say when people ask, though. I mean, obviously, I don't want to lie.
Once you start saying it's not going to be hundreds of houses, then it looks like we're definitely going for it.
And are we? Justin isn't going to wait forever.
I know.
But there's other places in the village he could build.
You'll have to bear with me for a bit longer, whatever mad rumours are going round.
So, when do you think?
Well...
End of the week? Dad, we really do have to make a decision.
When they came on and the crowd just, you know, erupted. Yeah, all of us just surfing on a wave of noise.
What an awesome weekend.
What awesome people.
Bonnie, you mean?
Well, he went there a boy but came back a man.
Yeah, and I've got something to remember her by.
Too right you have. No, I mean the piercing. I always thought they were kind of gross, but hers looked so cool. I'm really glad she persuaded me.
It's not looking so tasty today, though. Is that puss?
Oh, but it's just settling down, I expect.
If you say so. Oh, I just can't wait to get in a hot bath.
When's the next bus, Johnny?
Hollerton Circular 1320.
Excellent.
You'll have to lend me some dosh. I'm totally spent out.
I don't think... No. Sorry. All gone.
What?
Well, have you got any change?
Oh, not much.
So that's...
82 pence between us.
Card?
I left mine at home, so I wouldn't overspend.
Mine was blocked when I tried to buy that didgeridoo.
I said that was lame.
It's not my fault. Can Pat or Tony pick us up?
I guess I'll have to.
What's the number?
01632.
Hang on a sec.
What is it?
No, the battery's dead.
Freddie, you know I didn't have the money to charge mine.
I'm sorry.
You did yours this morning at our stall.
Yeah, but I uploaded a lot of videos and things on the coach. And Bonnie and I were messaging.
That shouldn't have...
Look, the battery's been a bit sub for a while.
So what are we going to do now? I'm starving and you don't smell too sweet.
I don't know. I suppose we'll just have to hitch. Well, have you got a better idea?
I thought I carried this for the last time this weekend.
We'll probably have to walk to the end of Loxley Street, won't we?
Great.
Nothing from him at all today.
Not an actual message, but it's really nothing to worry about, Mum. There have been plenty of photos and videos popping up on his screen.
Yeah, that doesn't prove anything.
Trust me, it means he's on his way.
You don't know that.
Just call it twintuition. I just know he's all right.
What about Johnny?
Oh, he went quiet on Saturday afternoon. But he was in the photos from yesterday.
I thought he had more sense.
I'm sure he'll have got Freddie on the coach. It is a long journey from the Isle of Wight.
I know the geography of England, thank you, Lily.
Mum, chill out.
I'm sorry. I'm just so worried about him.
I know.
And angry. This is hardly good preparation for his final maths exam, is it?
Yes, well... just try to think happy thoughts. You've got Linda Snell's party to look forward to. When is it? Tomorrow evening?
I really don't think I'm going to be in a party mood, Lily.
I'm not feeling so good. That makes two of us.
Oh, Freddie, look!
What?
It's Damara Capital. That's Justin Elliott's company.
So?
Well, we can phone from there.
No.
Thanks to Lillian, we're practically related to the boss.
This is not a good idea.
Why not?
Look at us.
It'll be fine. I'll just flutter my eyelashes and put on my best cathedral school voice. I'm so sorry to bother you. I wondered if I might be permitted to make a very brief phone call to my mother.
Well, that was a blinding success, I don't think.
I didn't know we'd be dealing with a dementor, did I? Who on earth was that woman?
She wasn't very impressed with your Tom Hiddleston act, that's for sure.
We'll just have to go back to plan A.
Brilliant.
Well, hello, lads.
Oh, hello, Mr. Elliot.
It's Elizabeth's boy, isn't it?
Yes, Freddie. And this is Johnny from Bridge Farm.
Yes, I remember. Hello, Johnny.
Hi.
Tramping the Borsetshire Trail, are you? I think you must have strayed off the footpath.
No. We've just been at a festival. We were hoping to ring my mother for a lift.
From here?
Yes, our batteries are flat.
Ah, it looks like it. Well, Damara phones are really for Damara business.
Yes.
We've just been told that.
But in view of the circumstances, why don't you use my mobile? Call Elizabeth Pargeter.
Calling Elizabeth Pargeter.
Thank you.
And that eyebrow looks in need of medical attention.
Hello, Justin.
Mum, it's Freddie.
What? Freddie, what on earth has happened? Why are you on Justin's number?
Well, I've just borrowed...
Do you realise how worried I've been? You're in so much trouble, young man.
Mum, we're at the Damara offices in Borchester.
What?
Well, could you come and pick us up, please?
They look like they were on the retreat from the Russian front.
Oh, dear.
And Elizabeth didn't really need a phone. They could probably hear her in Darrington.
Oh, sounds like someone's in for the high jump.
Oh, the follies of youth, eh? Anyway, how's your morning been, Lily?
Oh, not great, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I've been on the phone for hours. Still no luck finding a builder to finish the bathroom.
Hence the restorative pims.
Something like that, Justin.
Oh, we can manage pro tem.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'll get it. Oh. Pour me a glass, will you?
Sit down, Susan.
Oh, thanks.
I've asked you into the house because I don't want Clary to overhear us.
Oh, okay.
I'll come straight to the point. Have you been spreading rumours about a housing development here?
I don't spread rumours, Pat.
Have you been talking about it?
Why not? It is true, isn't it?
We have been considering the possibility, yes.
Well, then...
I'm really disappointed in you, Susan. Telling the village all about our business, it's so irresponsible.
I disagree. If there's going to be a new housing estate in Ambridge, it's everybody's business.
It could even jeopardise the plans.
Well, I couldn't help hearing, Pat. I mean, you and Tom weren't bothered about keeping your voices down, were you?
I presume this is when you came to use the washing machine.
If you told me it was a secret, I wouldn't have said anything. I don't gossip, Pat.
We didn't know you'd heard us, and it was a private conversation.
Something like this is too important to keep private.
Justin Elliott's already planning to build a massive pig unit. Now he's going to build a load of houses too.
No, Susan, that's what everyone seems to think. If it happens, it will be a very small development.
Well, I haven't said anything about the size of it.
Well, you know how much trouble it can cause if wrong information gets out.
I'm no NIMBY. I've got nothing against nice new houses. But someone has to let people know what's happening on their doorstep.
Johnny.
Hiya. Hello, Susan.
Afternoon.
What are you doing here?
Elizabeth just dropped me off. She thought I should tell you I was back safely.
I imagine she wasn't very pleased with you.
I have had my ear bent a bit, yeah.
Can you blame her?
I tried to tell her. Freddie promised me he was all right to come. I didn't know about his exams.
Really?
Honest, Gran. I'd never have let him otherwise.
All right. I believe you. So how was it? You look about ready to drop.
Oh, man. It was awesome.
Good afternoon, Emma. Thank you for calling.
I don't believe it. I explicitly asked Pat and Tony to keep this deal confidential, and now people are turning up at my door asking about it.
Well, at least Emma was in favour.
Well, yes, she was.
All she wanted was to put her and Ed's name down for a house, and you made it clear it was just an idea, no planning permission or anything.
No, it's the rest of the village I'm worried about.
You know, if I'm honest, Justin, I'm really not that sympathetic. I told you on Friday, once Susan knows, you might as well put it on a billboard on the village green.
Yeah, but how did she get to know? That's the point.
I understand it put you on the back foot, but that's how I felt too. If you told me what you were planning, I could have helped smooth the way a bit.
Oh, I didn't want to put you in a compromising position.
Well, that's exactly where I am, Justin.
Well, I had hoped to keep this strictly business. Now I'm going to have to show my hand sooner than I wanted and deal with Susan Carter's rumour factory.
Bridge Farm, Pat Archer speaking.
Pat, it's Justin Elliott.
Oh, hello.
Are you aware that our business conversation appears to have become public knowledge?
Yes, I'm afraid so. In fact, I'm dealing with the source right now.
Are you? I assume we're both talking about the same person?
Could I ring you back in a little while?
As quickly as possible, please.
Justin, I am very sorry about this. I do hope it's not going to affect your plans.
Well, we'll have to see. For the time being, the offer remains on the table, but you do need to respond soon.
Yes, we will, I promise. And again, I'm very sorry.
We'll speak later, then.
Of course. Thank you. Goodbye. That was Justin Elliott.
Yeah, yes, I gathered that.
You can see how awkward it's made things with them.
Well, I can't help that.
Yes, you can, Susan. You could have helped by keeping it to yourself. But if you really want people to know what's going on, at least get your facts straight. We're only talking about 18 houses.
Oh.
It's about the size of Grange Spinney. That's hardly ruined the village, has it?
No.
And it's only a proposal, Susan.
Looks like you're going to accept it, though.
We've been giving it a lot of careful consideration.
I see.
Not just for our good, it's for the good of the village, too.
Oh. The good of the village? You can be sure that not everyone is going to see it that way.
Not even having the common decency to let us know you weren't dead in a puddle somewhere.
If I was dead, I could hardly let you know,
Freddie,
could I?
And when you do deign to turn up here, you're hideously disfigured.
Oh, come on.
It does look pretty angry.
Missing your exams, stealing money from
borrowing.
Me. Humiliating me in front of Justin Elliott.
One phone call.
Freddie, were you on a bet to see how many ways you could disgrace yourself and upset me?
Of course not.
I can't talk to you right now. Just get out of my sight. And don't take that filthy bag upstairs.
All right, whatever.
I'll sort it out, Freddie.
I need some sleep anyway.
And have a shower before you get into bed.
All right.
Is it my fault, Lily?
What? No.
I've been busy lately, I know. I've been distracted.
Excuse me, A-B comparison here?
I'm sorry.
Well, I managed to sit all my exams without running off to a festival. It's not nurture, it's nature, Mum. Freddie's just, you know, doing Freddie.
I wish he wouldn't.
Look, he's been an idiot, but he'll be fine.
He's got to realise this sort of behaviour has consequences.
Yeah, it looks to me like he's feeling the consequences right now.
No, I mean, I need to come up with a sanction.
Maybe stop his driving lessons, say he's not allowed to take the test.
Well, if you want to punish yourself...
Well, Lord knows what sort of state he'll be in for his maths exam tomorrow.
Yes, about that. Look, I know he found the first paper really hard, and as he didn't take the exam last week...
What are you saying?
I don't think there's the slightest point in forcing him to take one tomorrow.
But...
Really, Mum? Dead horse? Flogging? Oh. I know it's frustrating.
Oh, Lily. What am I going to do with him?
Lily! Oh. James! Oh, so lovely you could make it.
Oh, we wouldn't miss your party, Linda. Would we, darling?
Certainly not, darling. Highlight of the year.
Oh, how was your journey?
Delightful, wasn't it, darling?
Yes, yeah. A real treat to get out of London.
And where's Mungo?
He's asleep in the car. Oh. Actually, we'd better wake him up.
I'll let him sleep for a bit longer.
No, because as I said, then he won't sleep tonight.
And as I said, I expect Linda would like to show him off at her party this evening. Oh. Wouldn't you, Linda?
Well, I'd certainly hope so, yes.
See, I said so.
All right.
Robert's been so busy.
Oh.
I'm feeling really quite overwhelmed.
Is he?
Putting up a gazebo for the drinks table. As the forecast is so good, we thought we'd utilise the garden to its maximum.
Ah, splendid.
So, come and see how he's arranged things. This really is going to be a night to remember.
Sit down, Kirsty.
Thanks.
Oh, just move that.
Oh, Scruff Gin. That's Toby Fairbrother's baby, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, there's a check here, Jill. Better put that somewhere safe.
Just tuck it under the bottle, please.
OK.
David needs to see it when he comes in. Well, and the gin. They're from Kenton.
Oh, a peace offering.
Sort of.
Because he still owes David money.
Yes, from when the pub was struggling after the flood. But how do you know about that?
Oh, you know, Kenton, not many boundaries.
No. Well, as you know the background, Kenton's paying back a little bit more.
Oh, the cheque.
And he plans to pay the rest when the gin starts to make a profit.
So David and Ruth getting their money back is dependent on the success of Toby's gin?
I can see you're as impressed with the idea as I am. I told him he'd be wise to think again.
Oh, good advice, Jill.
Well, it's lovely to see you, but I must admit I was a bit surprised when you rang.
Yeah.
Though you're always welcome, of course.
What it was, you know Patrick's talk last week, giving a voice to wildlife?
Yes.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but you seemed, well, quite engaged by it.
That's very perceptive of you. It did make me realise that I've been rather complacent, I suppose.
Well, I thought you might like to find out a bit more. So I brought some of Borsetshire Wildlife Trust leaflets for you.
Oh!
There you are.
Save our vanishing grasslands. The last hedgehog.
I know it might seem a bit depressing. So I have actually got a suggestion to cheer you up as well.
Well, no, that's always welcome.
Because there's one place around here that's bucking the trend.
Really?
Have you seen the herbal lays at Home Farm?
Only the once.
And when was that?
Oh, ages ago. It was when Pip was just starting the job there.
Right, well, you'd be amazed at how much they've changed since then. Adam's always happy for me to take a look at them. Would you like to come with me sometime?
I would, very much. Are you free now?
Well, yeah. I've finished work for the day.
I'm at a bit of a loose end, as it happens, because Aquafit was cancelled this morning.
Oh, yeah, Leroy was sick.
So I got all my jobs done earlier than I expected.
Great. We'll go now, then.
Good. I'll just pop this casserole in the oven.
OK. And I promise I didn't poison Leroy just so I could take you on an outing.
It seems Freddie went to bed yesterday afternoon... And when I spoke to Elizabeth, he was still sleeping.
And when was that?
A couple of hours ago.
Oh, gosh. Really sleeping, do you think? Or just trying to put off the day of judgment?
Well, you might have a point. But he can't sleep forever.
And how's Shula? Our paths don't cross that much.
Well, she'll be at Linda's 70th tonight.
Oh, I might see her there then.
Are you going?
I think the whole village has been invited.
Shula's been asked to judge a puppy show.
A puppy show? Oh, sweet.
For the hunt.
Ah.
Oh, she's welcome to that.
Here we are, then. What do you think?
Kirsty, it's breathtaking.
I said it'd come on, didn't I?
It's so colourful. That's sainfoin, isn't it? And red clover. What's the blue?
Chicory.
Of course.
And don't the cattle look happy on it?
It's just so full of life, isn't it? Different from most pasture land.
Well, that's usually pretty much a monoculture nowadays. Treated with masses of artificial fertiliser. Well, you know that, Jill.
David and Ruth do try to have some variety in the grazing.
Oh, yeah, I know. But this is the next level, isn't it? And it isn't just good for the cows. The flowers feed the microbes in the soil, so that increases fertility and vitality. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you a science lecture.
No, that's fine.
But it means it is actually profitable to farm this way.
And so beautiful.
Honestly, it's as if Justin waited for me to go on holiday before unleashing his latest outrage on the village.
He sounds a bit of a chancer.
Oh, you don't know the man. If Ma thinks he's all right...
First he plans a gargantuan intensive piggery, and now a gargantuan intensive humanry.
I'm sorry.
A housing estate. On land at Bridge Farm.
And it's going to be a big one.
Well, details are rather sketchy at the moment, Leonie. When I asked Pat Archer about it on Sunday, she very much played it down. But she would, wouldn't she?
Is Justin coming to the party?
Sadly, no. He's cried off. Urgent business, if you can believe that. I'm sure it's to avoid awkward questions.
But Ma will be here, won't she?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lillian's still coming. I'm disappointed as much as angry, you know. Having worked with Justin in my shows last year, I really thought we'd achieved a degree of mutual respect.
He's obviously one of those people who'll trample on anyone to get what he wants. Like someone else I know.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think even you can probably work that one out, James.
If you've got something to say, Leonie, why don't you say it?
Well, I've tried that. None so deaf as those that will not hear.
Oh, don't quote reggae music at me.
What?
That Nelson Mandela song, I've always hated it.
It's from the Bible. Stupid.
I think I'll just see how Robert and Mungo are getting on with the decoration.
Thank you, Kirsty. I did enjoy that.
Oh, no problem.
You got time for a cup of tea before you go?
Yeah, if it's not too much trouble.
Not at all. Is the Wildlife Trust still planning that stall in Borchester High Street? Friday week, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd still be very welcome to join us, Jill.
No, sorry. I don't think so. Things are so busy on the farm.
Oh, I think you'd really enjoy yourself.
No, really, I can't. The family relies on me. I'll have all manner of jobs to do that day.
OK, fair enough. Oh, looks like David found the gin.
Oh,
what is it?
A note from David. Alan and Usha invited them round for an early birthday drink.
Oh, whose birthday?
Ruth, Friday.
Right.
So they'll see me later at Linda's party. I suppose that means they won't be wanting the casserole.
Smells lovely. I'm sure Josh and Ben will fit down.
Well, they're not here. Ben's at a friend's and Josh has gone to a concert. Well, they can have it tomorrow.
Yeah, probably taste even better then.
Hmm.
Jill?
Yes?
Next Friday. You really sure you couldn't spare the time?
Well, that's a lovely brooch, Linda.
Oh, thank you, isn't it? Mm. It's from Kathy, my manager, Grey Gables.
Oh, yes.
Went so well with my dress, I thought I'd put it on right away.
You know my mother has slimline.
What do you want about, James?
You put normal tonic in Ma's drink.
So?
You know very well she's not having that at the moment.
Oh, well, excuse me. I suppose you want me to pour her another one?
No, no, I'll do it. Obviously, I should have done it myself in the first place.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry, Linda.
No, no, don't mention it. To be honest, Lillian can be a little difficult at times.
Don't I know it?
You should have heard her just now, talking as if I was heading for my dotage.
Well, she's got a way to go, I suppose.
Frankly, Leonie, it's difficult to tell when someone's had that much work done.
None of that family ever seems to grow up anyway.
Great party, Linda.
Thank you.
This fruit punch is amazing. What's in it?
Ah, it's Robert's secret recipe, handed down through the family. He won't even tell me the precise ingredients.
Has he let you in on the secret, Leonie? Your dad's punch recipe. Has he shared it with you?
No, he hasn't. I left Robert and Jim comparing notes about Florence.
Ah, Firenze, Firenze. La bella città sul Arno. It was so inspiring, Kirsty.
Yeah, you said.
There was a moment in the Laurentian Library when I felt almost a calling.
Excuse me.
Overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sense
I just need to get something off my chest.
To James. Experience as much yes. of the world's treasury of literature as possible.
Yeah, you told me your reading list.
But I return to my responsibilities here.
Well, if you can't be trusted to perform
B&B,
the simplest
Speedwatch volunteer. And
look,
of course, we need
tonic,
to band together to fight against
what does it
this
matter?
New housing.
She's clearly as self-obsessed as you are.
Ha! That's rich coming from you. Miss, I can't look after our child. I've got chi gung followed by clothes shopping and sushi with Gemma.
Oh, you've actually remembered we've got a child, have you? Yeah. Have you had his name tattooed on your arm or something?
Oh.
Can I remind you that I only dragged myself up here as a special
Excuse me, Kirsty.
Yes, sure. Leonie,
Jane.
Well, you needn't have bothered. Please.
I should be billing you for my time as I've been kicked out of my own home.
Can you blame me? Do you know, I cannot believe I ever found you remotely attractive.
Ugh. Leonie, please, not in front of
everyone. I can't believe I ever took pity on you!
How dare you!
James.
You see, Linda, you see, he's like this all the time.
It's all right, Leonie. It's all right, come on. Well, let's go somewhere more private. Come along.
Nobody knows what I've had to put up with.
What you've had to put up with? And you call me self-obsessed? Ha! Oh, excuse me! Oh, that woman is impossible!
It's been like this for ages.
I had no idea, Leonie.
We just seem to fight all the time.
Oh, do you mean not physically?
No, God, no, nothing like that. It's just these blazing arguments.
Well, I know you've had your ups and downs, but
we had a massive row last week. He stormed out and I had the locks changed.
Oh, well, that's quite decisive.
So he's been staying with friends.
But you came here?
Well, we'd already accepted Dad's invitation. I didn't want to let you down, Linda.
Oh.
You've been so good to me. Oh.
Oh, you're in here, are you?
I've got nothing to say to you.
Good, because I can't stay here a moment longer. Ma said I can stay at the Dower House.
Ugh. I'll leave you to pack, then.
Oh, no, really, I won't be long.
Leonie, stay and talk with James for a little bit.
No, I can't bear to be in the same room as him.
Surely there's some way to put things right.
I've tried everything.
Think of poor little Mungo.
I'm sorry, Linda, but it's over.
Still.
It stings.
Oh, so you're man enough to get your eyebrow pierced, but you can't hack a bit of antiseptic.
Oh, don't go on.
It's looking a bit better than when you got home, anyway. Has Mum spoken to you yet?
Not yet. I don't suppose she's going to hold off for much longer, though.
And was it worth all the trouble you're in for one mad weekend?
Lily, I do exactly the same all over again.
Really?
Well, apart from taking more money.
Stealing more money.
Just Bonnie alone.
Bonnie?
No.
Who's Bonnie? A random?
No one. Just forget it.
Not just a random. Freddie?
No. She was just someone that I met.
Oh, how sweet. My little brother isn't a virgin anymore.
Shut up!
Did the earth move for you?
Leave it, Lily.
Good for you.
Oh, Freddie, it's not... Oh, you're here too, Lily.
I am.
Yeah, well, you need to be leaving for college in 10 minutes.
There's really no need.
We'll be there, Mum. Don't worry.
There you are. Give it a couple of minutes before you plunge it.
I have used a cafetiere before, Ma.
Yeah, of course you have, darling. Sorry. Now, look, what would you like for breakfast? Cereals, toast, or can I do you an egg?
Oh, perfect. Eggs, bacon, sausage and mushrooms, please.
Oh, no. Well, we might have some bacon in the freezer.
Well, I hope so.
And there are definitely no mushrooms.
I'm under a lot of stress, Ma.
Yeah, I know, darling.
I need a decent breakfast to help me cope.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realise how things were with you and Leonie.
I should have seen the signs. She's terribly spoiled.
Yeah.
Kicks up a fuss if she doesn't get exactly what she wants.
It has to be very difficult for you. So, look, if I find some bacon, is bacon and eggs all right?
Doesn't look like I've got much choice, does it?
I must say your Auntie Jennifer's never been very impressed with Robert's girls. Did you see her last night?
Jennifer?
Hmm.
We exchanged a couple of words.
It's been rather odd about Adam's birthday.
Odd?
Yes, you know, she can't believe she has a son who's 50. Mind you, Mum can't believe she has a grandson that age. Ah, there's a few rashes, look. His proper celebration is a trip to Venice with Ian, but Jenny's planning a family dinner for his actual birthday.
When's that?
Week tomorrow.
I'm not sure I fancy it, to be honest. Oh. Adam and I don't exactly have much in common.
Will you still be here, then, do you think?
Why not?
Well, no, darling, no, of course, you stay as long as you want.
After breakfast, it's all right if I use your bathroom, isn't it, Ma?
When you say my bathroom...
The ensuite.
Well, we do like things in the bathroom very much our own way.
Justin's way, you mean?
No, darling, no, it's just... Look, I know the main one isn't looking great at the moment.
That's an understatement.
But everything is still working in there. Couldn't you use that?
Looks like I'll have to, doesn't it?
Did you know she was looking for relief milking work?
She mentioned she'd registered with an agency. I thought it was just going to be occasional shifts.
It sounds like a lot more than that, Ruth.
Every weekend, probably, for the next 3 months.
That's quite a big ask.
Especially on top of all her other work. And she says she'll carry on doing the admin and cleaning at Rickyard.
Good for her. But aren't Saturdays the busy day there?
Changeover day, yeah. So how's she going to manage zooming backwards and forwards to Winkley?
Oh, I bet she will. She's got so much energy.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you, Elizabeth? And how's Freddy?
Oh, don't ask. I'm totally at a loss to know how to handle it. I am so angry. But what use is screaming and shouting?
Teenage boys aren't easy. Mm. Mind you, Nora, teenage girls. I don't know what we'd have done without you when Pip was wrapped up in that waste of Jude.
Well, sometimes it's easier when you're not directly involved, isn't it?
If I'm honest, David and I are a bit concerned about her now. Differently.
Why?
Oh, it's great that she wants to bring extra money into the farm. And you're right, she's full of energy. But what if she burns herself out? If she were living at Brookfield, we could keep more of an eye on her. Not that we're not grateful to you for putting her up, of course.
Well, I love having her around.
Do you?
Yeah, even if it's just for a quick catch-up before bed. But look, I'll do what I can to keep an eye.
Thanks.
When I'm not dealing with Freddie's latest exploits, that is.
Why don't you come back for lunch, if you're free?
Well, yes.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hi, Lillian.
I suppose you heard about the farrago last night.
James and Leonie. I saw it, actually.
Usha told me about it.
The poor boy's at mine now, licking his wounds. Do you know what he's had to put up with? Oh.
Ah, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Lillian.
Linda.
Ruth, Elizabeth. Thank you for attending my little soiree last night. I do hope your enjoyment wasn't too marred by that unfortunate scene.
No, not at all.
I hope Leonie's all right.
Not really. Robert's running her and Mungo back to London today.
Right. Well, look, I just need to do some shopping, so if you'll excuse me...
I'll come with you. I've just remembered something I didn't get.
It was a shame what happened.
Yes. It's a pity when disagreements turn into arguments, particularly in public.
James is very upset.
As is Leonie.
He's always been sensitive.
From what I've heard, he seems to have been quite the opposite.
Well, if you're going to believe that hysterical girl...
Hysterical?
Oh, come on, Linda. You know what she's like. If you gave her a diamond tiara, she'd say it snagged her hair.
James's behaviour has clearly been unforgivable.
Actually, my son deserves a medal for even attempting to stick with that emotionally incontinent harpy.
He's an overprivileged wastrel.
And she's a self-centred clothes horse.
I can only put his terrible attitude and behaviour down to poor parenting.
Oh, what would you know about that? Parenting is a subject on which you're completely unqualified to comment.
That is a low blow.
You started it, Linda.
There's clearly no point in continuing this discussion.
Go on, run away. Oh, hell.
Oh, it's at times like this that I really miss Nigel.
I bet.
And he'd approach it all so differently. He'd have much more empathy with Freddie. You know, understand why he took off like he did. Mm. Then I'd do my bad cop thing and we'd meet somewhere in the middle.
Do you want more bread?
No. Well, to be honest, I don't have much appetite.
Don't worry if you have to leave some.
Thank you. I tell you what I can't bear, Ruth.
What?
Freddie seems to be turning into me. He's so horribly like I was at that age.
Oh, Elizabeth, surely not.
It's just agony. Oh. I mean, seeing your child make the same mistakes as you and just being powerless to get him back on track.
But you're okay. You got through.
Only when I found Nigel.
He was a rock for you. That's true.
Nothing I say to Freddie seems to make any difference.
You got him to college. I think he'll make his way.
He hates it so much, Ruth. It's like torture for him.
We were really worried about Josh a while back, wanting to delay university. But once he actually explained his thinking to us, we were a lot happier about it.
Well, maybe I should talk less to Freddie and listen more.
Well, maybe.
It's got to be worth a try. Shouting at him hasn't helped much.
James!
Oh!
James!
Damn thing!
What's going on?
That wretched floorboard.
Are you all right, darling?
I could have broken my neck. And look, Ma, the handle came away in my hand. How am I supposed to flush it now?
Well, you have to use the downstairs one, I suppose.
Oh, I only came in here to ring the breakdown people.
In the bathroom?
I'd left my phone in here.
Well, why do you need the breakdown people?
My car won't start. On top of everything else.
Oh, you poor thing. Anyway, I've got you some sausages. How about a sausage sandwich?
For lunch?
Yes, why not?
We're not road menders, Ma.
Oh, all right then.
I'll tell you what I do fancy, though.
What?
Devil's kidneys.
Oh, James, if you'd say...
And then I'll need a lift into Borchester. Ah, I know it's a pain, but as I'm saying, I'll need some more clothes.
So, Tracy Horobin came to Nets last night. Do you know who I mean?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, anyway, she was quite good.
Mm, better than you?
How could she be? But the best thing is, she has absolutely no filter. She's hilarious.
Right.
I mean, Roy didn't seem very amused, though. Mm. But...
Lily, I need to speak to Freddie. Can you leave us alone, please?
Oh, okay. If you're still talking in an hour, I'll send in the UN peacekeepers, shall I?
So, how are you?
I'm okay.
You caught up on your sleep?
Pretty much. Look, Mum, I know you're angry.
No, I'm not. I was. But now I just want to understand.
Understand?
Yes.
Okay.
You did something very irresponsible, Freddie. I'm sure going to this festival was a big temptation. But deep down, was it really just an excuse to run away from your exams?
I didn't miss all my exams. Just the maths. I sat the others.
What about your second French paper?
Oh.
Last Friday?
I had a feeling I'd forgotten something.
I mean, in a way, the maths I could understand. I mean, you've always found that hard. But the French...
Yeah, but, you know, languages, they're not really about exams and grades, are they? They're about confidence, immersion. I bet I could get by all right in France.
Oh, Freddie, no... Being able to chat to someone in a bar isn't the same as getting a qualification. You have to do the exams to get the grades to go to university.
No, well, this is it, you see. I don't think I want to do that, Mum. I've had it with education. I want to see the world.
Education is preparation for the world, for the rest of your life.
Only a very narrow part of it. Mum, while I was away, I had a... Well, an epiphany.
What?
At the festival. I realised there's a whole different way to live. I don't need to be defined by exams and UCAS points and, you know, all that. Normcore.
Freddie...
I'm going to do something original. I don't know quite what it is yet, but it definitely won't depend on whether I've got a maths GCSE or not.
No.
Don't worry, Mum. It's all going to be fine. Lots of people tread a different path. Look at Dad.
What's your father got to do with this?
When he was younger, he had a whale of a time, didn't he?
Yeah, and if he was here, he'd say he made a lot of mistakes. When you're young, you really don't know how the world works. Believe me.
But you can't start
your adult life with that attitude nowadays. Freddie, you're going to have responsibilities, and soon.
Maybe I don't want responsibilities.
You're making a big mistake, and I simply won't let you.
Mum!
I will not let you throw away your education. And that's final.
So, this is the drill you were telling me about. All right, Rex?
Oh, yeah. Not bad, is it? Well, it will be when we've finished.
So, is this a regular service you'll be offering, Josh? Not just selling, but refurb too?
It depends. It's in that middle area. Still a mechanically sound bit of kit, but needing a bit of cosmetic work to get top price.
OK.
David?
Yeah?
Do you know anything about this housing development?
The Bridge Farm?
Yeah, people were talking about it in the pub. Sounds like it's going to stretch from here to Pennyhassett.
Well, to be honest, I don't really know very much about it. Tony was very cagey when I asked him on Sunday. But now I can guarantee there's no way it'll be anything like as big as that.
I thought it sounded unlikely.
No, they just wouldn't do that. Plus, they know how much of a fuss it would cause.
Right.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it. Pitt wants to discuss the latest plate meter data.
Hey, come back later on. You'll see this beauty in all its glory.
Maybe.
Yeah. I need to slip off soon as well. I'm meeting someone for a run.
Oh, who's this then? Anisha, by any chance?
None of your business.
£1 million. It's like a fairy tale.
Too much like a fairy tale?
What do you mean?
I think this is one of the problems that Dad's having, Tom. Everything he's got, he's had to work incredibly hard for. Now there's the prospect of this fortune looming, pretty much unearned.
Well,
certainly out of all proportion to the effort he'd have to put in anyway. I think he almost feels, you know, he doesn't deserve it.
That's bonkers, Helen.
Yeah, of course it is, but this is Dad we're talking about. You know how he is about his principles.
Well, so what are you saying?
If he could see that maybe half of this windfall was going into something that would really evolve the business, I think he might be more inclined to accept.
Well, adapting the pack house for customer courses, you mean?
Well, I've been thinking about that. Rather than compromise with an adaptation, why don't we build from scratch?
From scratch?
I was at Felpersham Cathedral yesterday. And you know the visitor centre that they had the appeal for years ago?
Yeah, with the timber structures all on view inside.
Yeah, and masses of glass, really light and airy. Can you imagine something like that here? I mean, right here.
So not the pack house?
No. We leave the pack house as it is and build a space here. And not just a classroom or demonstration theatre or whatever. We could do our processing here too.
So you'd move the cheese room across?
Yeah, because the practical work would probably be done in the processing rooms anyway, wouldn't it?
Right.
This way, it would all be under one roof. Theory in the classroom, then a few steps away to put it into practice.
It would be a great breakout space.
Oh, there's so much we could use it for. We could even hire it out for meetings or events. I've saved a few pictures of timber-framed commercial buildings in rural areas. So, yeah, this sort of thing.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Or all this?
It would be so right for the feel of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and a really green method of construction too.
Yeah, but Helen, these sorts of buildings are going to cost a lot more than 500 grand fully fitted.
So, maybe we extend the overdraft a bit as well. Surely it'd be worth it for an asset of real quality. Don't you think?
Yeah. It sounds like a brilliant idea. It's Dad you need to persuade, though. A puppy show?
Yeah, it's to thank the people who have walked home puppies. Show them how they've done since they came back to the kennels.
So this is fox hunting hounds?
Yeah, that's why it's Shula who's judging it, as she's a joint master of our hunt.
Never appealed to me, hunting.
No, well, I'm not saying it should, Rex. It's a good social occasion, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, the weather's nice. It could be a lovely day.
Yeah. Have you noticed that?
What?
I came past yesterday. There's a planning notice gone up about the pig enterprise.
Okay, well, looks like it'll go ahead then. Might be good news for me and Alistair.
Yeah. Justin Elliot, though. He's all over this village like a rash.
So, it's not something you'd fancy coming along to, then? The puppy show?
Well,
Or are you keeping your diary free in case Pip Archer needs some more TLC?
Why are you so obsessed with Pip?
I don't think it's me who's obsessed.
Well, you're the one who keeps talking about her, Anisha. You're not jealous, are you?
I mentioned her at once.
I don't know how many times I need to say it. There is nothing between Pip and me. We're just mates. Like you and me.
So we're just mates then, are we?
Well, aren't we?
I guess so.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to come to it.
Oh, the puppy show.
Well, always interesting to see something you don't know much about.
So you're not anti-hunt?
No, like I say, just not something I've ever been involved in before.
So...
Oh, yeah, why not? When is it?
16th of July.
Oh, you're kidding.
Why?
I'm going to Silverstone that day. British Grand Prix.
Okay, well... It obviously wasn't meant to be, was it?
Apparently not.
Come sit down, Dad.
This is all very intriguing.
How are you, Tom?
I'm fine.
This is the week the baby would have been due, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. Going to see Kirsty tomorrow. Probably go for a walk or something.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sure she'll appreciate it. Be good for you, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably wondering what this is about.
Justin's offer, I suspect.
Got it in one.
Lillian's been sticking her oar in, you know.
Really?
It's entirely up to you what you do.
Very generous of her.
But she can vouch for Justin. He's a businessman who can be trusted.
Unlike Matt, presumably.
So, we've been having a bit of a think about how best to use Justin's money.
If we accepted, you mean?
Of course, yeah.
We wondered if you'd consider putting maybe half the money into something like this.
Okay. Well, that's the parting of the ways then.
Don't run too fast back to your place.
Why not?
In that Kate up there with the speed gun.
Yeah, I think I'll be safe.
All right then. Thanks for the run.
Thank you.
Look, this is daft, Anisha.
What?
There's obviously something going on here.
Do you think so?
Oh, don't you?
Maybe.
Well, we need to find out what.
And how do you propose we do that?
We need to go on a date. Not on maybe I'll see you, we're just friends thing. A date date.
A date date? All right. Go and see a film, maybe.
No, not the cinema. You just sit there in the dark for 2 hours, not talking to each other.
Dinner, then?
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
This weekend? Saturday?
Oh, I'm working. Monday night?
I'm on call. I could do Tuesday night, though.
Great.
Where shall we eat?
Oh, you book somewhere.
Okay. Well, see you Tuesday, then.
Okay. It's a date.
We feel it would be the perfect showcase for Bridge Farm. And if we want to demonstrate to people that artisan foods are so much better than the processed products they get in the supermarket...
You want a place that matches the ethos, don't you?
And it would use all the latest environmental building techniques.
What do you think, Tony?
Well, I must say I'm impressed. I think it will be a very imaginative use of the money.
I agree. It'll be so exciting, all this activity. In fact, I feel a bit sad we won't be part of it.
Of course you'll be part of it. I mean, let's be realistic. You two are never going to fully retire, are you?
I don't suppose so, no, Tom.
Which is a benefit for us. We don't want to put you out to grass. We'd love it if you still felt involved, as much as you want to be.
Are you sure, Helen? You might not want me lecturing you on yoghurt making when I'm a crotchety 80-year-old.
Well, let's just cross that bridge when we come to it, shall we? In fact, you could be a guest lecturer at our learning centre, an emeritus professor like Jim.
But with more milk and less Latin.
Well, the fact that you'd be on hand means you could help out as much or as little as you liked. Or run your own projects, like the Angus's dad.
Yes, I can't see myself wanting to give them up any time soon.
Well, this wouldn't make any difference to that.
These sort of practical experiences are very popular nowadays. People often give them as presents.
Well, I could see it working really well. Don't you think, Pat?
I do.
Does that mean...
Are you saying you've come round to the idea of selling the land?
Yes. Yes, I think I have.
Oh, brilliant.
As long as your mother is in favour.
Yes, absolutely. So, a share going towards our retirement fund and a share going towards the new building.
Well, we were thinking half and half, if you were comfortable with that.
500,000 extra in our pension pot. I think we're managed, don't you?
That's really wonderful news.
Who's going to tell Justin, then?
I'm happy to.
Well, fine by me.
Yes, you go ahead, Tom.
We'll leave it with you.
What do you think?
Very good. Yeah, I'd buy it.
I could give you a family discount.
Nice try, Josh, but I think we'll stay as we are, thanks.
Well, if you change your mind.
Yeah. Rex, I bumped into Brian while I was out. You know you were asking about this supposed housing development.
Brian Aldridge, he's pretty close to Justin Elliott, isn't he?
He is, but he hasn't got any inside track this time and seems to know as much or as little as we do. But he reckons that if the offer's real, they'd be nuts to turn it down. Ah.
What?
That weld.
Yeah, Rex distracted me.
No, I didn't.
Think you could do with tidying that up.
I'll get the angle grinder, shall I?
Oh, thanks. You know where it is?
In the workshop.
That's it.
Your Uncle Brian was actually more concerned about Lillian than Justin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was wondering if James could stay at Home Farm for a few days.
And?
Only if Brian could move into the Dower House.
Oh.
Talking of black sheep, have you heard from Freddie since he came back from his festival?
Not a peep. I think he's keeping things on the down low.
Elizabeth is beside herself over what he's been getting up to.
He has been a bit of a pillock.
Taking off without telling anyone, missing exams. Yeah. I'm glad you're not so daft.
Oh, thanks, Dad, I think.
Mind you, you probably find it a bit of a strain going back into studying and exams after your year off.
Yeah, about that. I've been meaning to talk to you and Mum about uni. The thing is, I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
The business is really taking off. I can't abandon it.
Well, you'll just have to work the business around your studies. Or put it on ice if you have to.
No.
Yes. University has to take priority.
Well, it can't.
Josh, it has to.
No, I mean, it can't because I haven't got a place.
Of course you have. You deferred it.
Yes, but a bit later on I told them I didn't want it anymore. At all.
You did what?
I haven't actually got a university to go to.
But I told you, Ma.
James, darling, I'm sorry, but really, you didn't.
Yesterday at supper, I said my car was fixed now, so I'd need to collect it in the morning.
But you didn't say you'd need me to give you a lift.
Well, how else would I pick it up?
Well, I don't know, do I? Where is it?
Felpersham.
Felpersham?
It's the nearest main dealer. I didn't want the breakdown people to take it to some scruffy backstreet place in Borchester.
Are you off now, Lillian?
In a minute.
Oh. What sort of time will you be back?
By 11:30, I'd have thought.
Where are you going?
I'm doing a checkout on one of my properties.
Well, couldn't you drop me on the way?
It's in Gilbert's Cross.
So?
Well, that's entirely the opposite direction.
And when your mother returns, we're heading off to friends of mine in Leamington.
So, I'm going to be completely stranded in this backwater.
Ambridge isn't that bad, darling.
Oh, Justin, does this mean you're waiting for Ma to get back before you leave?
Well,
you could run me into Felpersham, couldn't you?
Oh, yes, darling, do you think you could?
Well, no, hold on a minute.
Oh, please, Justin, you would get me out of a hole.
Well, it sounds like I'd get James out of a hole of his own making.
Well, you weren't going to be doing anything, were you?
Well, I could think of lots of things I'd rather be doing.
It won't take long. I'll get my jacket.
I do have to make a phone call first.
No problem.
Well, thank you, Lillian.
Oh, I know it's a pain, darling, but I really am very grateful. Oh,
if I have to hear once more about his exceptional business acumen and immaculate golf swing...
Oh, put the radio on loud. Oh, not classical, though. James hates classical.
Oh.
I must dash. I'll be back as soon as I can. Bye.
Bye, and you owe me.
I'll make it up to you, darling, I promise.
Oh.
Justin, hi.
Tom, good morning. You left a voicemail message. In fact, you left two messages and a text.
Yes. What it is, we... That is, the family. We've been discussing your offer and we're ready to go ahead.
Oh, you know.
So I was wondering if I could call round so we could finalise things. I'm free later today.
Later today? No, I'm sorry. I'm in back-to-back meetings all day.
Oh.
I may be able to squeeze you in on Monday.
Monday? What sort of time?
I don't keep my own diary, Tom. You'll have to ring Anthea at the Damara office and make an appointment.
Well, couldn't we just...
No, Tom, I'm sorry. Look, I've got to go. I've got Singapore on the other line.
Really?
Oh, I suppose so. I'll just get my car keys.
Here they are.
Well, where did you get...
Let's go, shall we?
Oh.
Mr. Elliott is very keen to meet, and it's very important, so if you could get back to me as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Problems, Tom?
Oh, no, just, Oh, it's nothing.
Okay. Well, thank you for suggesting this.
That's all right.
Where would you like to go?
The clincher for me was keeping my trailing knee flexed.
Yes, so you said.
Oh, yes. Turned my whole game around. Oh, no.
Well, well.
You do know who that is.
I regret to say that I do.
Three men with one woman in common, eh?
Good morning, Matt.
What brings you to exotic Felbersham?
Collecting my car, actually.
Ah, oh, just dropped mine off. Some moron keyed it when it was parked up.
This is the problem when you have a desirable car, like an Audi, isn't it? People get jealous and resentful, so petty.
Oh, I haven't got an Audi. Mine's at the one next door.
You mean you've got a Bentley?
Yeah, not a bad motor, a bit heavy on the fuel, but...
So that's where Ma's money has gone, is it?
Oh, hold on a minute.
Yeah, James. My inheritance that you took from
you
her.
You don't know what you're talking about, Sonny Jim. I've already paid back your mum a substantial wedge of what I had to borrow.
Borrow?
And if anyone knows about fleecing Lillian, it's you. Oh. You sponged off her all your life.
You vile, disgusting lowlife. For two pins, I'd drag you back to Ambridge by the scruff
that
of the neck.
That is enough
and
now.
And we'd have the whole thing out
I
with
said
Ma.
No, I said that's enough. I will not have Lillian upset any more by either of you. James, please go to my car.
But I haven't collected
do
my...
as I say, please.
You don't know what he's
I
like.
I said that's enough.
You're lucky I didn't punch you on the nose.
Oh, don't make me laugh. You'd fall over if I blow on you.
Oh, for goodness sake, listen to yourself, man. I'm not in the playground now.
It's none of your business,
on
right?
On the contrary, because Lillian is involved, it's very much my business. Anything that affects her affects me. And quite apart from that, you're embarrassing yourself and me in a public place.
Oh, whatever.
Maybe once upon a time you were a big fish in this very small pond and you thought this kind of behaviour was acceptable. But let me tell you, it's not now. Have a bit of class.
My mum and dad called, but otherwise it's like everyone else has forgotten it ever happened.
My mum remembered.
Oh, that's sweet. Don't get me wrong, Tom. I don't really want people to be going on about it.
All sympathetic.
But part of me is screaming. Don't you know what should have happened this week? And you're worrying about the wrong printed paper being delivered or something. Oh, I'm not sure what I want, really.
It's complicated, isn't it?
Yeah. Why should anyone else understand? Still, you seem to be dealing with it your usual way. Keeping busy.
Oh, there's always lots to do on the farm.
And the cricket and your next research trip. Mm. Oh, and flogging land to Justin Elliott. I assume that's what that phone call was about earlier.
Well...
Yeah, the one that you didn't want to let on about.
No, it's not that. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of, Kirsty.
Well, depends on your point of view.
It's not going to be hundreds of houses like people have been saying. And Justin's promised that a good proportion of them will be affordable.
They won't be what real people think of as affordable.
Can we not talk about it, please?
Okay. Suits me.
James, I can tell that you're not happy.
I'm not happy about that man.
No, I mean not happy with your current circumstances. And neither is your mother. She's extremely upset at how things are between you and Leonie, and very concerned about the effect on your boy.
Yes, well, so am I, of course.
And with our building work at the moment, your mother and I are not really in a position to accommodate a house guest, are we?
Well...
So, I think that once you collect your car, you should head back to London and try to patch things up with Leonie.
But I thought that...
Take a lesson from me, James. I learned very late in life how important a happy relationship is. It's worth the effort, believe me.
But Leonie's so difficult. Mm.
Well, funds may be an issue, of course, I do understand that.
Funds?
Mm. If you're to woo Leonie properly, to win her back.
Oh, well, yes, I am a little asset-rich, cash-poor at the moment, I must admit.
Well, now I may be able to alleviate that a little. As long as Lillian isn't subjected to any more family dramas. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, what have you got planned for next week?
Just work, really, till Friday. I'm making sure people know the planning notices are up for the pig unit. It's
spreading the word. You?
Well...
Other than having top-level meetings with Justin Elliott?
Kirsty...
What is it about you and powerful men?
What do you mean?
Well, look how it turned out when you went into business with Brian Aldridge.
That was completely different.
Well, Brian's a teddy bear compared to Justin. The sort of bloke who thinks a forester offsets an intensive pig unit.
I really don't want to talk...
You know, he won't be happy till he's turned Umbridge into another Hollerton.
He's not planning anything like that.
Well, how do you know? Sometimes I find it hard to believe you're the same Tom who trashed those GM crops.
Yeah, well, we all make mistakes when we're young.
No! That's exactly the sort of thing you should be doing. Standing up for what you believe in. Not cozying up to people with no principles whatsoever.
Are you saying I haven't got any principles?
I'm saying you're hiding them pretty well.
That's really not fair, Kirsty. I know you've suffered and I've tried to make allowances, but it doesn't give you the right to slag me off.
You've made allowances, have you?
No, I didn't mean that.
I don't need anyone to make allowances for me, thanks.
No, where are you going?
I'm going to walk by the river. On my own.
Kirsty!
I'll see you!
No, come on, I didn't mean... Ah! God, not now. Tom Archer.
Tom, it's Matt Crawford.
Matt?
Yeah, I thought I'd give you a ring, congratulate you on dragging Bridge Farm into the 21st century.
What?
This housing development, gonna be a big payday for you, isn't it?
Matt, I really don't have anything to
that
say to you.
That money's gonna come in very handy, I bet. But there is one aspect you might like to hear about.
It's nothing to do with you, and the farm doesn't belong to me anyway.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
You need to speak to Mum and Dad. Though I'm not sure you'll get much of a welcome.
No. Now, I reckon you'll be more in tune with what I've got to say. Let's meet up.
I don't think
Where
that...
are you now?
I'm in Ambridge, near Lakey
no,
Hill.
No, Ambridge is no good. Let's say the Fox at Edgeley, 12 noon. You won't regret it, Tom.
Hello, Ma. Tenants leave the place in good order, do they?
James, what's going on?
I'm heading back to London.
Are you?
To patch things up with Leonie, if I can.
Has she been in touch?
No.
So what's brought this on?
Oh, I've had a wonderfully inspirational talk with Justin.
Really?
He has excellent insight, doesn't he?
Well, yeah.
I must admit, I had my doubts about him, but now I've got to know him better. He really is a top chap.
I'm so pleased you feel that way.
Ah, oh, James, do you need a hand with anything?
No, thanks. I can manage.
Well, don't go without saying goodbye, will you?
No, don't worry, Justin. I'll just pop this in the car.
Righto.
You two are getting on, then?
Yes, yeah, we seem to reach an understanding on our little outing this morning.
Well, I'm pleased, obviously. Just a bit surprised that he's heading home so quickly.
I think he saw the importance of sound relationships.
Yeah. Justin, you didn't give him any sort of incentive to leave, did you?
No, just the incentive of some friendly advice.
Right. Good.
Sure you know what, man?
I'm fine.
Look, Tom, I get it. We're never going to be best pals.
You can say that again.
That business with Brenda and Chalky, it was unfortunate. I regret it. So, let me try to make amends.
I'm listening.
OK. From what I hear, Elliot's buying 3.5 acres off you, and he's offering what? A mil? Yeah, no need to answer. Your face is telling me all I need to know.
Oh, you seem to know it all anyway.
Let's just say, I've got some good sources. So, would it surprise you to know that mates of mine, legitimate property developers... would be prepared to pay more like 1.5 for a parcel of land like that?
1.5 million?
If you like, I could give you some names and numbers.
Matt, can you think of a single reason why I should believe you?
Investigate for yourself if you prefer, but I know people who could tell you the true value of that land. Of course, what you do with that information then, well, that's entirely up to you.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.